That was Kerry.
That was Kerry, who has now become Secretary of War, not Secretary of State. He's supposed to be our chief diplomat. And I don't recall in the last 2 weeks him uttering a word about any kind of diplomacy. Why he's so embattled, I don't know. I don't know when he made that statement. But let's remember what Putin said, was it last Thursday? Because this clip that you showed may be a little out of date. Putin said, and it's very important, Russia had been opposed to the presidential election in Ukraine on the 25th. That's what, 2 weeks from yesterday, I think.
He spoke on Tuesday. This was him speaking on...
All right, then this is a little out of date because on Thursday, I believe, Putin said essentially this. You want to have a so-called presidential election in Ukraine? It is a crazy idea, but please go ahead. We won't interfere. And it is a crazy idea. May I say why it's a bad idea? Now, remember, we've drawn a new red line. We've said to Russia, if you interfere in any way with this presidential election in Ukraine, we will impose more sanctions on you. So that election is very important to the United States because we want to bestow some legitimacy on the unelected government in Kiev by giving it an elected president. What kind of election, Amy, can take place in eastern Ukraine? Because it's supposed to be a national election, western and eastern central. What kind of election can take place while Kievan tanks are firing on east Ukrainian cities? Now, you could say, well, they'll stop firing on the day of election. But what's going to be the impact on east Ukrainians, particularly since they have no candidate? Their parties are on the run. The two candidates who proposed to represent eastern Ukraine in the national election 2 weeks ago went to a TV studio like this one in Kiev to participate in a national debate and were beaten up in the streets before they could enter the building. This is a presidential election.